Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, September 14th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Each week, Christian independent artists are on the show, are a part of the show, not just to share the totally awesome music they have, but we kind of peel that back and we get to see what God is doing in their lives, in their hearts, and in the ministry he's placed upon them. This week, we have the absolute honor of having Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea, on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. It's great to be here with you.
It's our honor to be on the show, so thank you.
What's cool. Now, where are we connecting from?
We're in Spokane, Washington, so...
Oh. Way up in the other corner.
Yeah, we are.
Most people know where Seattle is. We're pretty much exactly 4 hours, 3.5 to 4 hours east of Seattle.
Yep.
Well, that's neat because you may be the, I think you are the first Rock the Flock artist from there.
From Washington.
Yes, sir. Right. From Washington.
So, now
I keep saying I want to do a backdrop behind me, a Rock the Flock.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to do a, it has to be a world map now to put all the spots where all the Rock the Flock artists are. So thank you. Man, thank you for accepting this invitation because, as I told you off air, you're not just interviewing on a radio show. You're not just interviewing because your music's getting played on this show. You're here because God's ordained this, and he's got a purpose for this. And he's got a purpose in both of you for this show. So I cannot wait to see what happens.
Us too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're honored to be on with you, and we fully agree. And I just love these things that the Lord opens up like this, where, you know, sometimes you don't know about either one of the groups or any of that kind of thing. And it's just wonderful that God just connects people like this in the body of Christ, and that we can just share our hearts and just get into just the wonderful things that he does in our lives.
That's right.
Well, amen. I'll tell you what, when we come back, I say it every week, we're going to pull a shovel out and we're going to dig all in you and find out really what God, how he makes you tick. All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
We'll be back with Phil and Angela Lamb from Mountains in the Sea right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week from Spokane, Washington, about as far away as you can get from East Central Alabama. That's a long way, but it is so cool how God has brought this together, because in the body of Christ, guys, we're not very far apart.
That's right.
So that's good. So Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea. Tell us a little bit about you, because I know I have some fun questions to ask, because we don't get a lot. We've had some husband and wives on the show, and we get some really good stuff out of that. But we'll save that for right now. But tell us a little bit about you.
Well, fun fact, we're actually both from the South originally. So I was born and raised in North Carolina. Phil was born and raised in Arkansas. We actually met on Facebook through mutual friends that were Christians, and I saw him and I sent a message like, hello. I didn't think anything would come of it. And then we ended up really connecting and over God and music. And so, long story short, we got married and we started making music together. And we started this band Mountains in the Sea in 2018. And we really just wanted to make some kind of pop rock music with Christian themes. And then we decided in about 2023 that we were tired of beating around the bush with lyrics, although our older songs are definitely Christian. You know, you can hear it in the lyrics, but
from the first album.
Yeah, from
our album that we just put out.
Our first album, I'll Keep Running, is all about Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. If you read those verses, you know, keep running the race with patience and all of that. But we decided to just like put out overtly Christian music. And it was so neat because like for our second album, we decided to do that. And just our audience like really, really resonated with it. And it was so encouraging just to see people really want more Christian music.
Absolutely. Yeah. She's so much better at saying our whole story and in such a concise way. I probably could have taken 30 minutes just talking about, then we did this and that. But anyways, yeah, it's been such a journey just how the Lord's led us in all of this, because it's always been about Him. And we've always wanted to serve Him in the greatest magnitude that we can with all of this. Like our hearts are fully His. Our lives belong to Him. But yeah, we thought at first, you know, maybe it would be more palatable or easy for people to hear our music, because we play in venues all around town and things like that, not just churches or anything. And we'd be playing our music and we would actually have conversations open up because of like the song she mentioned, I'll Keep Running, being about Hebrews 12 and running that race with patience and just continuing to persevere like that. But yeah, then it's so worth just being completely open about who we are, because whenever we just did this last handful of songs, I think the first one that really hit hard was I Shall Not Want, which is from Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm. It's just straight scripture. The whole song is just straight from Psalm 23. And we did our best to fit the whole psalm in the song, which you can hear when you listen to it, the best we could, you know, fitting it to music and everything.
Absolutely.
But yeah, people just, it seems like, you know, they just really resonated with just scripture put to music. So it was really cool.
I just feel like you can't go wrong just singing what scripture says in your songs, you know?
You can't, because, I mean, it is the word of God. And it says for us not to amend it, not to change it. So if we reach people, because, you know, I haven't said anything so far in this show, but it's been a tough week. I appreciate the Instagram post that you put out. It has been a tough week, but we still need to glorify the Lord, because, you know, Charlie's with the Lord. You know, 2 weeks ago, I didn't hear much about it at all on the news, but Dr. James Dobson passed away. And if there was a warrior for the family that dedicated his life to the family, to biblically raise a family. So in 2 weeks, we lost two great people.
Yeah.
But heaven gained two great people. And as I sat back and thought about it, especially the other night, what happened with Charlie Kirk, I just had to get away from the TV. I had to go outside and just, I needed to get peace. And I sat back and for some reason, David hit my mind. You know, David was, you know, he had brothers in the battle, and David was, he wasn't even waiting. You know, he was just doing the dirty work basically. And then God used him. I think the events of this week have, I told my wife, a revolution isn't the right word, but it has struck the heart of a lot of people.
Absolutely. And more than I think we all expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, I cried for him like I knew him, you know, mm-hmm. and I didn't really, I followed him for a long time and admired what he was doing. And all the, you know, especially for our generation of younger people, you know, going out there and being so bold in the face of so much opposition really meant something to both of us. Yeah. And yeah, it just really hit hard for sure.
And I think you're right about David and like what you just said. And also another one that kind of reminded me of was Stephen mm-hmm. in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was just, it was like people couldn't listen to what he was saying. He was just speaking the truth. And they closed their ears and ran on him and gnashed at him with their teeth and stoned him to death. But also look what happened at the aftermath of that too was that people went everywhere and they were speaking the word of God, and people were bold more than ever. Like, it's not a time to get into fear from things like that. It's a time to stand up and speak the word of God more boldly than we've ever spoken it. It's a time to stand and live the life that you know we're supposed to follow the example of Jesus, and we need to live that lifestyle and cut out all the rest of the chaff from the world. And not saying not love people in the world, but I'm saying we need to live our lives that way.
Yeah.
And be bold and not be ashamed of who we are in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was telling somebody actually at work today, a young man, to pick his principality. And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Because it's," I said, "buddy, it's not me against you. We totally don't agree on a lot of things, but it's what principality is in you." And there's a lot of evil principality right now. I was blown away, and I'll just say this real quick. I was on my phone on Facebook reading things that I was getting upset about. And I thought, I had to step back. So what am I doing, man? This is my phone, my Facebook page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just block it. I hate to say unfriend, because it's not like they're just a friend on this screen, but just take it away.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really not worth letting yourself just get agitated and just, you know, fretting about things more and more, where you just get wound up so much that it leads you into sinning into something or something like that.
That's right.
But I do feel like we're all fired up because of what happened, and mm-hmm. in a fresh way, in a good way of boldness, you know. Let's be more bold than ever. Let's like honor his legacy by speaking the truth, even when it's hard. And honestly, that's what Jesus did too. He was not always received well. People couldn't receive what he said, and he was very, very loving. He was the epitome of love, and on his earthly ministry, you know. And so it's like, you just can't worry how people are going to receive it. If it's the truth, you got to speak it anyway.
And I think what you said, absolutely. I think what you said earlier, it was something along the lines of like, the focal point is we need to be keeping our eyes on like heaven bound kind of stuff, you know, like
right.
What does the word of God say, and not just lash out at other people, mm-hmm. but rather where do we put our focus in all of this? Mm-hmm. It hurts. And we all have a lot of emotion about different things going on right now, not even just that situation. Mm-hmm. And really we need to just make sure that we put that and all of our focus and energy into what does God want me to do in my life for him right now? Mm-hmm. And I think that's how we can all move forward in the right direction.
Amen. Because if people see, or like, I'll just say me, if I go to work Monday and I wear all that, then I'm destroying my ministry.
Yeah.
You know, but if I go to work and not to be unshakable, but to go in the joy of the Lord, and I'll say it again, here's the third week I said it in a row, an artist shared a song on the show about a month ago, and the song was Holy Ground. And mm-hmm. to realize that every step I'm taking, I'm stepping on that holy ground. And not only am I stepping on that holy ground, I have to live my life that way. That no matter what happens around me, it doesn't shake the throne. And it won't shake me.
That's right. Yeah. That's very well put. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Really, it's that's a great perspective of it, is nothing will shake the throne, and that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and know that we are his, you know, and as long as we keep ourselves there, then we won't just be, you know,
tossed to and fro.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good.
Stay solid on the rock, right?
That's exactly
the rock
it.
Of Christ.
Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, it is one of my favorite parts of the show, because it takes away all the music, it takes away all who I am, and we get to open the Word of God, and we get to share some true guts, what I call it. So I'm excited to see what verse you have prepared to bring to the show.
So Sounds great.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you, whether you're listening on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO, if you're streaming online at www.897wjho.org, or once again, you scroll to past all these podcasts and you found this podcast called Rock the Flock and you can't get away from it. I can't apologize. Thank you for listening. This week, Phil and Angela Lamb join us from Spokane, Washington, a long way from Alabama, mountains in the sea. You guys are a blessing. I absolutely, from the minute I saw you on Instagram, I just knew. I knew you had to be a part of this show, that we had to hear from you, who you were, and have the absolute honor of getting to play your music.
Oh, thank you so much.
Honestly, when you first reached out to us and I saw Radio Alabama, I was like, all right, that's like a neighbor of where I grew up in Arkansas. You know, it felt like home a little bit. So yeah, this is really fun.
Well, good. Well, all right. This is the time of the show where we get to share scripture, verse or verses. And as I've said, they can be a verse of a season of life. They can be a life verse. But typically, most of the verses seem to be season verses, because that's kind of, mm-hmm. if they're not, then it's kind of how God uses his word to help us along life in the different facets that we walk through.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we picked out one, I pulled it up here, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but Galatians 6:9 is kind of a verse that we really resonate with a lot in our lives, and especially this past, like you said, season of probably, I don't know, since we started this band several years. But it says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." And that's something I've come back to time and time again, because, you know, we went many years with making music faithfully because we believe God told us to do that. And we love it. We do. We love making music. But, you know, you don't always see the fruit right away from what God is asking you to do and putting on your heart to do in life. And so we just had to really not become weary. And there were many times where I feel like we wanted to give up, especially earlier on. And, you know, it's been a, what you might call a long road of just like God preparing us in different ways, even before we were doing this band. And so it just really has been an encouragement to me, and I know to Phil, over the years, just that God promises at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. That's the only condition, is don't give up. And if God's leading you in something, you just don't give up, because you know he's going to be faithful to bring the fruit, to bring the harvest from what he's asking you to do. Even if, you know, like some Bible records, it took Joseph or Abraham a long time to see those promises fulfilled in their lives, but God was absolutely faithful even when it looked bad.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, like Joseph alone. Mm-hmm. It's like how many years was it from? I think he said he was 17 whenever he was thrown in that pit by his brothers. And then, you know, he goes and he's serving in Potiphar's house for a number of years. And then his wife frames him and he gets thrown in jail for a couple more years. And I think by the time that the dreams that he originally had that God gave him, mm-hmm. That he would, you know, be in the position that he came into as second in command under Pharaoh of Egypt at that time. I think it was about 13 years or something like that. And I mean, you put that in perspective, even just the 2 years of prison would be so disheartening after all the other stuff that happened. Yeah. And most people would just want to give up at that point. But you can't become weary in doing good. You need to still do what you know is right, which is the Word of God.
Yeah, when you said that about the prison, you know, I thought about how he was thrown in prison And he really, you know, he was in Potiphar's house. That was a decent gig, although he was still like a servant in a foreign land and everything. It's not the easiest gig, I'm sure. But then he's thrown in jail, framed for something he didn't even do. It would be so easy to give up and just stop believing God, you know, stop being a good person, just throw in the towel. And instead of doing that, he actually, you know, is such a good guy that the prison guard like puts him in charge of the jail because he's so faithful, you know, and he's still honoring God with his life, even in the prison. And I feel like that's such an example to us of, you know, be faithful in what the little things, God's going to, you know, give you much more. And so, yeah, just for us not to give up. I think that's just a message for the body of Christ. Whatever God is leading you in, sometimes it takes a lot of patience and endurance, but you can't give up because he promises you will reap a harvest in the proper time.
Yeah. So often we pray about things, and if we don't see the answers to those prayers happen, so, you know, in the time frame that we think, then sometimes we just get frustrated or like, God didn't answer me or whatever, you know, but that's not the truth. We need to, like, when you read about what it says in scripture, especially Paul and, well, a lot of the church epistles, he talks about like continuing steadfast in prayer and just not stopping until you see that answer. And as long as according to God's will, then, you know, he will answer the prayers that we're asking him for, but his timing is different than our timing. And we need to learn to be able to rest in that and trust and be patient, trust in him and just be patient for that answer to come to fruition.
You're absolutely right. To have patience and to have faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're right. Because sometimes the answer is either yes or no, but sometimes it takes a while to get to either one of those answers. And we just have to trust the Lord. And we have to be steadfast in that, because I don't know when the Lord's coming back, but I do know one thing. We're one day closer than we were yesterday.
That's true.
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean, we are. And this is a crazy, absolutely crazy world we live in. And, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah would blush at what happens right now. I mean, they would. They think, "What, God, why did you do that to us? Look at them," you know?
Right.
So we just need to, be steadfast in the readiness with our hearts, our lives, what we do, how we present ourselves, just to be godly people.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, keep doing good. Like the verse said, you know, it's like we don't always have all the answers, but we know we can love people. We know what the Bible said. There's so many things you can fall back on when things look crazy that you know is the truth. And, you know, it's just so great that we have the written word of God, that we can all be on the same page. Even you're over in Alabama, we're up in Washington, you know, we're all in the body of Christ and he's leading us all together. And it's very cool.
That's right. Yeah. We actually travel around in our RV the last handful of years. And it's been fun to just kind of, when we go at places, see just what God's doing in each area that we go to. And it's always amazing to see that it's different everywhere. I mean, he does similar things, but every group and every church that we go to, it's just so fun to see like what God's doing. And he is showing up everywhere. Mm-hmm. And this, like, it's so wonderful to have brothers and sisters in the body of Christ that we can just know like, hey, this is my family. And when I go somewhere, I have family like that. And so it's just great to get to, you know, share our hearts with you on here, because you're part of this family with us and we get to just talk about the goodness of our God.
Well, amen. I tell you what, when we come back, you talk about some goodness. We have music to talk about in the next segment. And you guys rock it with your music. I mean, it is.
Thank you.
You know, no wonder you get to go to church after church and event, because, man, you're so blessed.
Thank you so much. God is so good.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll be right back with Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week, Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea. Phil, Angela, we've talked about a lot so far. We kind of talked about, I didn't even have to ask how you met. You told us how you met. And It's kind of cool. Social media brought you together. Facebook brought you together.
Of all the things.
Never would have thought it,
of all the things. And you brought a really cool scripture to the show. And we needed to hear that.
Good.
And then now we get to talk about your music. So, Phil, I see you in a lot of the videos. You play guitar.
Yes, sir.
You don't play guitar. You make a guitar talk. I'll put it that way. You do.
It's funny because I never took lessons playing guitar, but I just knew it was something that God put in me. And I started playing when I was 15 years old. My parents bought me my first guitar. It was a little red Fender Strat knockoff, you know, like a Squire. And it was a decent enough guitar where I could just start figuring out how to play. And my friend's dad actually did give me the first, I don't know, like four chords, I think, and then taught me the pentatonic scale, which is kind of your main scale that you learn before anything else. But I just went to town, like, with that knowledge, and then just kept trying to build up on it and build up on it. And God just really continued to increase all of that to the point where it's just morphed into what it is now. And I'm so thankful and grateful I can play the guitar, but I do feel like it has some almost like,
I feel like in the last,
it speaks, like you said, you know,
the last several years, 5 years especially, and you're always really good, but I feel like he's really begun to speak through you when you play guitar, to where it like reaches people's hearts and conveys some kind of, you know, in a song with just music without words even conveys like such a pure emotion that you feel something. I feel like with your guitar, you are really good at conveying emotion through it. And I know it's just God working in you.
Yeah.
But it really does.
It's absolutely God.
Yeah. It almost says something. I love that you brought that up because I was thinking that too.
Because I pray before we record, before we play live shows and all those things, and just ask God to speak through us and, you know, obviously our, what we're singing, but also what we're playing, which is my, you know, the notes that I'm playing on guitar, because a lot of times when I'll play a lead solo, I don't just do the exact same solo that I necessarily recorded. I try to stick to those a lot of times because people like to hear the same type of thing. But whenever we're kind of free flowing on stuff, that's where it's fun more than anything for me, because I just love to let Holy Spirit just go, you know, like just do what you're gonna do kind of thing, you know? And yeah, so thank you for that, though. I really appreciate you saying that.
What all instruments do you both play? Angela, do you play?
Yeah, I play ukulele and some keys. I'm not like a master piano player, but I love like writing songs on the piano, and I play some keys and stuff, chords, and we do things. But I did play drums growing up for like a year. I kind of dabble in a lot of different things, but Phil is like the instrumentalist. I mean, he plays everything well. Like he could be the whole band.
Well, she actually used to do cajon for us and other projects that we've done too, which was really fun. And all kinds of different things. She also played cello for a while there. So
I think that's cool. True. I forgot about cello, but I think that you're so driven instrumentally. That's like in you. You know, and I love it, but for me, it's almost to serve the purpose of songwriting, because I love to write songs and write the words and the melodies. So it's like, if I can just play enough to write on top of it, I'm happy. But Phil is just like a whole nother thing. So we complement each other in that way.
It is such it's just one of those God things that he set it up this way, because I am much more, I don't know, driven in making beats and making the instrumentation for songs. Like, I actually produce our music, so it's fun to put it all together for me. I love that part of it. It's not her favorite part, but
I'll have an idea sometimes. Just mainly he'll put the songs together, and then I'll just write the melody and the lyrics on top of it. But it's really cool. We've kind of honed in on our strengths over the years, and they fit together so well. So it's like we can write a song very quickly together. Like one of our songs we put out recently called No Greater Love, we actually wrote it on Good Friday, and we wrote it in like 10 minutes. We just sat together. He's like, I have this guitar part. And I was like, great, I'll write some words and melody. And it just really came together so quickly. And we love that, because I know God's working in each of us, but it's neat how it fits together because it's the Holy Spirit, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny because a lot of times people say, like, what's your writing process? And it really changes so often, because sometimes I'll start a song and you know, I'll have like a whole song, or sometimes she'll start a song, and usually it starts with the melody for her or the instrumentation for me, but sometimes it's not that, you know. And I think really you just have to be open and to whatever God's working in you and in that whole process. Just really, because that's really what we want to do, is make the songs he wants us to put out there, that he gives us. And that's, I feel like, the best way you can make music is let God be at the center of the whole thing.
Now, I know not all songs take 10 minutes.
No.
So how do you, because I love hearing how this works. How, if you just have a chorus, or you think you have the words for chorus, do you write them down? Do you sing it, record it in your phone? How do you take notes? Let's call it that.
Yeah. For that kind of thing, usually I will have my voice memos out, mm-hmm. and I will sometimes get like a melody first and sometimes get like an idea. But a lot of times it'll be like a melody first, and I'll just hum it into my phone. So for a lot of our songs, I have this original voice memo, which is like me in the car or something with like an idea. And then I'll just sit down and really ask God to help me, and just, I'll write the lyrics out. And yeah, it's pretty quick for most of them. Like, it'll be kind of a flow from God, but it's neat because sometimes my favorite times is really fun when Phil will write an instrumental thing by himself, I'll write a melody, and then we realize they fit together. Mm. That's really cool, because I feel like God's been working in each of us separately, and we'll be like, hey, how about this? And I'm like, actually, I have something that fits right with that.
That was really funny on our song, Your Love, which is about God's love. It was one of those where I actually had this whole instrumentation and beat and everything put together, and I really loved how it was sounding. We both did. And we were trying this other melody on it, and it wasn't hitting, you know. Yeah. We kept trying to force it and make it work. And that was definitely not one of those 10 minute kind of songs. Yeah. You know, that was like, we spent weeks on it and we're not satisfied with where it was. And then she had this other melody that I was at the point of just scrapping that whole song. And she was like, wait a second. And tried it to the instrumentation of everything that we already had. And it just, that was it. And mm-hmm. and it's like a very unique song, I think, because of that as well, too.
Yeah.
That it came out different than what we would have ever tried to make it be in the first place. So I just, that's another one of those things that I feel like if you just stop trying to force it in your own thinking, you know, and you just kind of take a step back. We obviously were praying about it and asking God for help and all of that, too. But sometimes he gives you the answers.
Yeah, and sometimes he's already given you the answer and you forgot about it. I feel like that applies in other things in life too. Like, he's already told you what to do, but you're kind of like, but God, what do I really do? And I feel like that was happening with that song. But I had already recorded that melody like months before, and I had it in my voice memos. So, it was funny how it came together.
Well, you sent this amazing song over, I Shall Not Want. What was the writing process of that song? How did that one start?
That one was, I think, one kind of similar. We had like an inspiration, a couple songs we liked the sounds from, and mm-hmm. just like the feeling of that. We were like, let's write a song that feels like these songs. So we had like a little playlist going.
And I started
so Phil started out with a beat.
I think I started out with just the guitar, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I had these little chords that I was playing, but instead of playing the full chord, I just decided to play two strings of it on the guitar for each chord. And it just kind of had a better feel about the whole thing rather than trying to just like, you know, strum it or, you know, play the whole chord and let it like, resonate out that way. But yeah, it felt more delicate not like a bad way, you know, but
no,
like,
it was a cool sound. And then, so you had done that. And then I think that was another one where I had independently been driving in the car and recorded I was just singing some stuff. You know, sometimes I'm just like, all right, God, what are we doing today? Like, maybe I'll write a song. And
somebody cuts you off and you just start singing, I Shall Not Want, you know?
Yeah.
But I was just getting the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so I just like, you know, recorded that part of it. And I didn't really, you know, put the whole song together or anything at that point. But then we realized that it fit really well with what he had done too.
And it was really funny with this one. It was kind of a detour from what we had done with any of our music before, because it kind of hit a little bit different of a genre with how the beat was and everything. But We just, as we kept making it, I was like, I hope this comes out good. I don't know what I'm doing, but we just kept making it and making it. And then, honestly, I'm thrilled with the way it came out though, because I think it, it was just God, how he helped us to figure out how to do this whole thing. And,
I love
the way she sings on it. Her voice is so beautiful. And yeah, it's a fun song.
I tell you what, I can't wait for people to listen to it, and it's coming up, but we can't do it properly unless you intro it for us.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So this song is called I Shall Not Want by Mountains in the Sea, and we put it out last year. It's been almost exactly a year since we put it out, and it's really just all about Psalm 23, so I'm sure you'll recognize some of the lyrics, but yeah, this is I Shall Not Want.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you've enjoyed the show this week. I hope you enjoyed all the music, all the wonderful Christian independent artists who have just blown this show out. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Music from everywhere, but all about the same thing, and that is Jesus, and that's who we need. This week, Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea, have blown it out of the park on what they've done, what they've said on this show, but more importantly, what they do outside of this show. And before we go any further, can we just go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on this show, Lord. I ask that you continue to bless them. Lord, that you will be with Phil and Angela, their families, Lord, to continue to protect them, to continue to guide them, Heavenly Father. Lord, to send them the lyrics, Lord, your lyrics, Lord, what you want to be done, and the vehicle, Heavenly Father, that you bless us with called music, that will reach the ear of the one that needs to hear it. Heavenly Father, I ask that you will just continue to open the right doors. Lord, that Satan will have to run, Heavenly Father. That you will protect their marriage and bless each and every one of their steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, how can people connect with you?
Well, we are pretty much all over the internet as far as like social media. You can find us on Facebook.
When you're popular,
Instagram.
You're just popular.
No, I
told you that before.
I mean, you can find us in all the places. So find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, YouTube. We're on TikTok somewhat. I don't get on there a ton, but what else do we have? We have a website, mountainsinthesea.com. Mm-hmm. And then of course, go find us on Spotify, give us a follow, and Apple Music, wherever you like to stream, because that really helps our music get out to more people too.
And Amazon, if you're on there.
Amazon Music. Yeah. So we try to be all the places to reach people where they're at. And
even if you're on like the more obscure ones like Tidal or anything like that, we're still on those too.
I don't even think I've heard of that one.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've never used it myself, but I know that we're on there. So
now, do you ever
if
go,
you're a listener on there, then go for it.
do you ever go live and play live on any of the social media platforms?
We haven't in a little bit. We used to do that a lot, actually, during like, the COVID times and everything. We played a lot of live on the internet.
Yeah.
But we are planning to do some touring next year. In 2026.
Which we are so excited.
There's nothing like live in person. That's the best. That's so you get to actually connect with people. So yeah, be keeping an ear out. Follow us on social media and we'll let you know where we're going to be. But we're hoping to, maybe we can go down to Alabama. That'd be fun.
That would be awesome.
We're working out.
That would be awesome.
We're working out.
Get you in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be so fun. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, we're working out the dates and just venues and places that we're going to. So it might be churches or venues. You're really wanting us to come to your area, then maybe talk to your pastor or, something like that. And we'll try to see if we can swing it if they reach out to us. But yeah, we're we're excited though. We'll be all over the place. We will be over towards Alabama area at least. So if you guys are up for it, then maybe we can make it out that direction. We'll see.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Well, maybe we can get you on a stage in Spring Hill, Tennessee. It's a little south of Nashville.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
I have a little connection up there. So,
it is the
kind of what I call the home of Christian independent music. You play on that. Ooh. You play on that stage.
Nice. So, all right. So I love that.
We'll see what we can do to make that happen.
That sounds great.
But you might catch us. And in the meantime, we might do some little live. We do occasional recordings of us playing live on Instagram and Facebook and things like that too. So we'll try to put some more up there. Once in a while, we cover a worship song or something like that too.
And also our YouTube kind of has, we're working on some different content than what is on all the rest of it too. So if you like longer form videos, then definitely go check that out and subscribe over there, because we'll have some really fun stuff coming up here soon.
Yes.
Well, I know just from watching some of the Rock the Flock artists that they'll go live on Instagram and go live on TikTok. They may have a handful of people tuned in on Instagram, but they'll have thousands of people on TikTok.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, I see that more and more.
That's cool. We might.
It is. Yeah, no kidding. We never tried going live on TikTok, but it is funny how every platform of social media is very different than just mm-hmm. how the algorithms work, just how people digest, what they're looking at, all the content out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That might be worth a shot. Maybe we'll give that a go sometime here.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your music on social media platforms. Thank you for the post that you put out, because I love getting on my Instagram stories and I scroll and scroll and scroll, and it's Rock the Flock artist, Rock the Flock artist, Rock the, and the one thing that they all have in common is they don't say, look at me. They're saying, follow him. So,
yeah,
that's how it should be.
So thank you again for doing what you do. Thank you for being part of the most powerful force that God has put on this earth, a husband and wife that work together for his glory.
Oh,
I'll
continue to pray for you, to pray a hedge of protection around you.
And, thank you very much.
And you just go out and keep making, and I have to put spiritful in front of this wording I'm going to use, but spiritful, funky music for the Lord.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And honestly, we'll be praying for you too. And just honestly, can I know you already prayed, but do you mind if I pray for guys as well?
Go ahead. Awesome. Yes, sir.
All right. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Greg here and for all the work that he and his team are doing and all the Radio Alabama and just like all that they're doing, all the people that they're reaching out there. God, I pray you just have your hand upon them and bless them and increase them and make them to be a beacon of light in this world. God, I pray that you know their hearts, Lord. You know that they're doing this to serve you. And I pray that you will just make them to multiply exponentially in what you're doing in them. And God, I pray that as they keep taking those steps out in faith for you, that you will just keep giving them the next step that is always a firm foundation to stand on and just showing them exactly where to go. God, I pray you bless them. Thank you for their lives. We thank you for all that you do and for being so good to us. And we just give you all the praise, Lord. And I pray for all of this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm speechless. And that's, that's not hard for me because I'm really a quiet guy. But when I get on radio, I'm really not quiet, especially when I'm talking about the Lord. And I get to have this amazing opportunity to talk to Christian independent artists. I get there's just an excitement about it. So, Phil, Angela, thank you again. God bless you. If you want anything played, your music played, send it to me, and I'll make sure it gets played.
Well, thank you so much.
And thanks for having us on the show. It's been really neat to connect with you and hear about what you guys are doing and everything too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And God bless you, man. Thank you so much. We just really appreciate you.
Well, that's Phil and Angela Lamb, Mountains in the Sea, right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.